Military security forces arrested former Education Minister Chatterjee Chai Singh at a specially called press conference at the Foreign Correspondents Club. Just before he was detained, Chatterjee said that he fears last week's military coup will deepen conflicts within Thai society. Chatterjee also called on military leaders to return power to the people as soon as possible.
Coup d'etat is not a solution to the problems or conflicts in Thai society, but will make the conflicts even worse. It is also a great concern that if those with authority cannot handle the problems well, it may lead to violence and greater losses.
During the past 6 months of political conflict in Thailand, some 30 people have been killed and hundreds injured in bombings and drive-by shootings. According to the army, fear of a rapid escalation in bloodshed triggered the coup. Thailand's army chief, General Prayut Chan-o-cha, took the reins of power after pro- and anti-government groups failed to reach a compromise to end the country's political deadlock. The then-government insisted on new elections while opponents called for reforms before a new vote. Soon after the army chief declared the coup, the military called on government members, including former Prime Minister Mez Yingluck, opposition politicians, activists and journalists, police and army generals closely connected with former leader Thaksin Shinawat to report to the army. Many have been released. Army officials claim they found dozens of war weapons that the former government planned to use against anti-government protesters in Bangkok. But Chatterjee, just before he too was detained by army personnel at the press conference, cautioned the military leader against a crackdown on political dissidents and anti-coup protesters.
I just want to warn General Prayut that harsh measures do not help. To be biased against one group of people, one side of people, is not helpful. It's not going to help. To be biased for only one side of the society will only hurt this country, will only damage this country. And if you really want to resolve the problem of the country, don't be oppressive.
Human rights groups and Amnesty International have criticized the army's crackdown on the media and other restrictions. Despite the army mandate against public protest, sporadic anti-coup protests have already occurred. The army moved quickly to block the actions in central Bangkok, but more protests are expected. The military's renewed intervention into Thailand's political landscape may stabilize the volatile political climate. But others, such as Chatterjee, fear the stability may be short-lived unless political reforms, like establishing a new legislature, are quickly enacted. Ron Corbin for FSRN Bangkok.